Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program of Spiritual Breakfast. The date today is the 22nd of Jumada al-Ula, 1447. Alhamdulillah, it's Thursday today, beautiful day here in South Africa. Let's speak to our Haji Ahmed Rashid Jumu'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulan Zahid?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Where are you at the moment?
Currently, I am sitting in Makkah. Alhamdulillah, enjoying the beautiful weather as well. Really a cool day, and everything is beautiful about being in Makkah. So, alhamdulillah, everything is well. Can't complain. And yeah, so inshallah, we be here for the next couple of days, and then inshallah, back home.
Hmm. The whole expo is finished now?
Yes, the expo completed yesterday, around the completion. And, well, unfortunately, the sad part that the expo, what was anticipated and the activity was not the case. A lot of changes were made, a lot of things were put on halt. Everybody was under the impression that you're going there to, you know, get the way forward for the upcoming year. But unfortunately, the ministry put a halt on a lot of things when it came to the partners, the Saudi operators. So everybody was still left in the dark as such up until yesterday, apart from the fact that the profiles in South Africa will be verified, which were being in bulk verified. And then a lot of people had problems where the profiles were like needed to be resubmitted, which they had to resubmit the profiles and go forward. And alhamdulillah, the system on the Nusuk, as Nusuk had mentioned, they're updating regularly. So all the updates need to be in place. They need to do the vetting process. So inshallah, it looks like a lot of people are, say, close to 70 to 75% of South Africa are about verified now with the profiles and awaiting the next steps and the packages, inshallah.
Hmm. So basically, these 3 days that you were there, I think, what would you say? Because I know this was your first time. And what news can you give us here in South Africa?
Mulana, looking at it, there's a lot of innovations, a lot of changes. Well, I was going forward with the Hajj of 2026, what we've seen last year or previous years, everything's now governed by comfort, luxury, simple easiness for the Hujjaj in the camps of Arafah and in Mina. So people can expect to have higher standards of living conditions, so to speak, while they are there. Packages, as they have stated, inshallah, are going to be as good and low as possible. The service providers, they are assured that they have come to a time now that they are well ahead and prepared for the millions of people that will be there. Yes, yes, there have been some changes, which the ministry has stated that they will be giving more consideration to those that are long-standing and have provided the excellent service. So the numbers will be accordingly how many will be taking each service provider for South Africa. So there's 9 or 10, whatever. Each one will allocate a quota accordingly that is, that can be per operator. And unfortunately, the operators within South Africa and the Saudis, they know who they're going to be partnering with, but there's no formality to say that we are now signed up and we can promote and market your packages. The ministry has said, halt, it's right there. In the next 10 to 14 days, they will give the go-ahead. And thereafter, all signing and so forth will be taking place. And then thereafter, at least everybody will be fixed to know that we'll be marketing of XYZ operator. The expo itself, Mulana, I'll be honest with you, let's put it in a blunt thing as well. It was a drama. It has become more of an entertainment. Going back, as I spoke to a couple of whether it's from the USA, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, everybody that came, they were hoping, alhamdulillah, that they will get much benefit out of it. But it had too many changes. The minister didn't make his appearance as well, didn't give a talk of the way forward from the ministry part of everything. Yes, the Hajj talks, they were there, the workshops were really informative, meeting with the hotel partners. So the liaising and the networking with them, getting much more acquainted with all of that was exemplary as well. But the actual aspect of Hajj itself, of the way forward of what to expect, has not been given from the ministry itself. They've like on a shut off temporarily, but with the new innovations of how the camps are going to be in Mina and Arafah, it's really something that a lot of people wouldn't have imagined. It's like you're sitting in a picnic, so to speak, a walk in the park, like a holiday resort. Literally, that's how it has become. And the sad part, Maulana, I'm sure you know, as what the teachers have told you from your days of groups and so forth, Hajj has now become, the spirit is more in the sense that it is now innovations. So alhamdulillah, everybody, like the operator we spoke to, Dr. Rawat Mina, they still have that old school to go ahead, produce the numbers, and logistically guide them accordingly, inshallah, to what we know best in Hajj. So when it comes to the camps of Mina, and Mina especially, a lot of South Africans would expect to be in either the front line of Al-Hajj and or the Al-Mu'assim, which is the further one. So, but both have that good standing of luxury and very updated according to the technologies and the architectural going forward. So everything is there in place of what it is, the expectations, high expectations, which they have come thus far, they have come very far. The health conditions, they have taken into consideration how they're going to be maintaining to ascertain, you know, problems and have it resolved immediately. The mobility of health facilities will be in place as well. There will be ample facilities if the Hujjaj were to be in that situation. They can be on the spot taken care of. Yes, they are in place, as has been last year as well, with the ban of certain criteria of disease, chronic illnesses, where people will now be seriously taking into consideration your factors of disorders and high pregnancy women. So how serious are the chronic illnesses? So they will be banned from going through for Hajj. But apart from the overall aspect is, they're trying to make it as easy for the Hujjaj around the world, and they're welcoming to South Africa into Nusuk. So I'm looking forward. And as has been pointed out, that the quota, alhamdulillah, it's looking very promising to be a really good high amount, and asking all South Africans, those are ready to have their wallets funded, and inshallah that everybody gets an opportunity to be accredited and to go for Hajj 2026, inshallah.
And I would you say that it was very disorganized?
You mean the
expo itself?
Yes, the expo itself was the showcasing, alhamdulillah, that I can tell you, very on par. They were really with the glamour and the glitz and the deco and you name it. They were very informative on the side of whatever they were showcased. But from the ministry side, they were really, yes, they weren't, because there was no system. When the initial talks with the partners, that, you know what you to expect coming in the expo, and when you arrive there, and okay, before arriving, they were saying that, you know, we don't know which way we're going to be turned to, which way. And when you arrive there, it's like you're meeting them. Okay, you're confirmed. I'm confirmed with ABC, this one. But that's as far as it goes. You can outline how they're going to be playing their role from start to finish, what is their role? Their role is, we are here to guide you and delegate you to your, once you're landing, to your Makkah, Medina, and to your 5 days of Hajj. Everything is smooth sailing. They have it set in place. They have the structures coordinated. The teams are well prepared as well to take on, and they're looking at a high amount than last year for Hajj as well. So they're well prepared, and they're giving the assurances that each Hujjaj will be given the due assurance that you will have a simplified Hajj, you'll have less to none difficulties as well. And that's it. Nobody can give you any assurance thereafter. The pricing structures coming to what it will be, like everybody in South Africa, the only anticipation is, what are we looking at? What prices are we looking at? And no way forward has been given towards that. But inshallah, as stated, it will be as good and low as possible. And with the other packages of 4, 5, 6 weeks as well, they have given those consideration. And inshallah, we have to wait. Every operator in South Africa has to wait to see what the directors come from the ministry before the operators themselves can go forward and be able to work with the marketing operators in South Africa.
So at the moment, you're in Makkah Mukarramah, and when will you be coming back to South Africa?
Inshallah, we should be back in South Africa on Saturday evening, inshallah. So we've got today, and we've got the night of Jummah, inshallah, in Makkah as well, on the day of Jummah. So alhamdulillah, it is something that everybody loves to be having a Jummah in either Makkah or Medina. And so the itinerary is there. The journey of the call from Allah has been just an excuse for the conference. As we all know, Mulana, to be called to Umrah and Hajj, it's from Allah. And the conference itself was just an excuse. You really look at it, but like everybody is still under all the support groups of ours is, what do we expect? And as much as we want to give them answers, 100% genuine answers, it is really as daunting as it may be for them. It is the same for the operators as well. And you know, I don't know how you follow social media, Murana, but a lot of fairy tales are being spoken. Everybody is given a bit of a story that is manipulative in a sense to keep them intact, because to lessen the anxieties. But I really want to use other tell the truth that is as it is. Your way forward is just to accept, get verified, get your package chosen, whatever is within your means that you are looking towards. Come by the 20th of December, browse your packages, and that's it. That's to look forward to as well. Everything apart from that as well is, who are you going to be choosing? Which operator you're going to be choosing from the kingdom, obviously. Who are they? Like they've mentioned, one of our partners is, people, once the browsing period starts, people should diarize what they're going for. Because remember, everything is in growing stages, in phases. So everybody needs to know which way they are going through as well. No one's coming in the last minute and saying, oh, okay, we need to make this choice, we need to make this choice as well. They are going to bring it out to the public on the customized packages, then the public packages. So people need to know which way they are, their directions are, and make the assertive going forward as well. As it stands, currently a lot of people in South Africa, and I've noticed many of people at the moment are still sitting unprofiled. They don't have the profiles in order. People are making blunders when it comes to the uploading of the passports. They're really doing it in a manner. The vetting process is getting delayed because I know there's a couple of individuals have been rejected on the basis because the information supplied on the passport pictures were not in accordance. So that's what we're trying to tell the people, as the Mr. has mentioned, that everybody that is registering on the secure file platform needs to maintain to the standard, because if they do it in a way that is not in accordance, then they're going to be longer to have get verified, the vetting will be longer, and they'll be sitting with more stress and anxieties. So keep to the norm, stick to it, do everything 100%, and you'll be. Actually, since yesterday and the day before, about a lot of people were verified. So actually, people are now the second step away from, inshallah, to Hajj 2026. But, Maulana, your questions, I know you have a lot of questions. Africa itself has a lot of questions. What is it in benefit for us? How is our life going to be made easy? What do we expect from our landing in Jeddah, Makkah, Mina? Okay, if you look at it, Maulana, Makkah, Medina, that's your normal Umrah. You'll be performing, you're going to bring on the ziyarat, the tour guide will be in place from within the operator, our internal tour guides. Alhamdulillah, will be there with our alims to guide him accordingly. That's Umrah. The 5 days of Hajj, the Mashayikh services, and so forth. Now that is yet to be seen and given away. But they have given a surety that, alhamdulillah, they will have them in very good standing. They will have services that have been upgraded and updated. So alhamdulillah, it's all just their word for now. And hopefully, inshallah, they keep up to the level of assurances and our expectations will be there. The main thing is our guidance is not about what the operator may to offer, but is our Islamic guidance. A lot of people need to now focus on getting to know, to be rightly guided according to Islam, Islamic ways, the true guidance from the alims, and keep that focus and go for it, inshallah.
Inshallah. A question from the listeners as well is, how many other South African organizations, or will you say organizations like yourself, was there as well? Yeah. And is
yes,
there any
there
idea?
There were quite a few. That we came across as well. As everybody knows, Sahuk was there as well. The five participants of Sahuk were there. I believe they intuit as well. They will be in the guide of the Nusuk Hajj as well. The other operators along with TWF come across as well. Let's just say we never come across every one of them, but South Africans, a lot of operators were there because they needed to know, have answers in place as well. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Maulana, I believe that TWF and Sahuk are now in partnership, I believe so. So that is as social media has been bringing out. And I suppose they know better why they're going about it. Only one thing I like to say in inshallah, the public is, we've come so far, and hopefully that going forward there is no manipulation and monopolizing by anybody. No. So hopefully, inshallah, that the way forward, as Mr. has placed, has given assurance, everything is going to be fair, because as we pointed out to them, and Hafiz Umair has pointed out to the partners, that we had 30 years, or rather the last decade plus, of really manipulative values that people are, where very restrictive to their way forward. They were very restricted. Now they said, no, we are fairness. We're going to give you as you want it. And inshallah, every person will have the goodness that you can choose rightly as well. You won't be in a restricted, limited space. So inshallah, we hope that the fairness that they have given, the fairness that is in place with Nusuk will be to everybody's advantage, inshallah, in South Africa.
Inshallah. Yes, there was a backlash I see on the Sauk's social media platforms as to with what money did they go with, and a lot of people are still angry with all of this. Of course,
yeah,
these are questions that need to be posed to them. But
as you just mentioned it as well, is coming to the conference. Our objectives, every operator, I don't know about how many other operators, but between ourselves, our objective is merely, what is all these innovations that are taking place? We have to accept it. I mean, these conferences are there to give you the way forward to the 2030 vision and so forth. But it's something that people need to know, that use it within limited as well. You don't use it as a means. Your focus should still be on the Hajj. Coming back to our counterparts and so forth, it is. They have come a long way. We're not saying they didn't do any good within South Africa, but being there, the questions have been posed. Unfortunately, that how did you come through to the kingdom for the conference? What was your purpose? What is the reason? I mean, are you now an operator? Are you going to be the guide for the Hujjaj? Did you use out of the 48, 60 million of the people of the country? Why are you not refunding their money? So a lot of questions are being there. And this is where everybody is. They're looking forward to Nusuk Hajj, but we still are now asking, are we still going to be in the clutches of Sahuk and so forth? So, you know, these questions that are arising, you can't give people answers. But like I said, everybody is. Just put the past aside, like what you said, stated. It's history. Let's move on with the geography. You've come, we have embraced a new path, our journey of Nusuk Hajj. Keep focused, be guided by the right people. A lot of people are giving promises upon promises. That's where I feel to, I tell a lot of people is, don't go with the high expectations of expecting too much. Your objective is to perform duties with beauty and keep on who you are guided with. The logistics, inshallah, will come. Sacrifices will be made. Everybody goes to a sacrifice. Inshallah, the benefits you reap from the sacrifice will be there. But your focus and assurance should be that how am I going to, my acts of worship, my ibadah, am I going to be rightly guided? Because what's happening is people are forgetting, they're more worried about the luxuries and the comforts that are coming with these new innovations, and they're straying away from what is the actual essence and the spirit of Hajj. As we all know, Mulana Marhum Yunus Patel has stated, is days of Hajj are coming, but the spirit and the essence of Hajj is taken away because the people are being caught up in these comfort zones and in luxury. They're going with obscure purposes to say, you know what, we're going for ease, we're going for comfort, we're going for luxuries, we're going for spectacles, we're going for celebrities and shows. Now, where are you going? So these conferences that are there is only showcasing what comfort our Hujjaj are going to go through. And hearing some of the radio, things that are coming about, the interviews and so forth, everybody is in support of innovation. But as we all know, alhamdulillah, Islam is having perfected 1400 years ago on the day of Arafah. There is Allah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I perfected the religion, go forward. But sadly, we are now running away from that true spirit, and we are getting inclined towards more of our comfort and luxury than focusing on Hajj, unfortunately. Well, and I just have to say all of those things as well. But this first year of mine in the conference was a very, very good experience to note the way our Hajj has come thus far and where it's going. If anybody were to say that came 30 years ago, 20 years ago, they would have said we would have preferred to go back into those days than the way we are going right now. Our way ahead is not how Hajj should be and was. It is getting really, it's way out of, technology has taken over. People are now only looking at the comforts and the luxuries that are coming with it.
Yes, and I totally agree with that, but we'll discuss more of this, inshallah, in the future, where I don't know why people feel compelled that they have to give up their identity when it comes to the sunnah, when it comes to something that was so normal in it. And yes, that which was not normal, and we were practicing it, of course, you've got to give that up now. But that which conforms to the sunnah, take your dressing, take your so many other issues. You go to Saudi now, it's like, even though you're an operator, it's fine. Just give up your dress code, your sunnah, the way, because it's fine now. And you have to now sort of lean to what they, I don't know if it's peer pressure or what pressure it is. But as you've said, we want to go back to that old days. Inshallah. Yeah. Allah will make it possible.
Inshallah, Mawlana, just the parting word as well is, as you've stated, Alhamdulillah, we're trying. I mean, and I mentioned the Hafiz Umair is, the role of operators or guides is trying and revive that spirit. Because if you look at it, the Sunnah, the Sunnah, what is that, sadly has been away from the people's thoughts and minds. Currently, if you look at it, everybody, okay, fixated on crisis, we all have, we don't know about what our means and so forth, but everybody is now on the basis of what is, how is our camps going to be, what are we going to look forward to. You know, there's such ignorance. Ignorance is heightening at the moment in time. The Sunnah is really gone away from our lives. So, getting the numbers, Alhamdulillah, I can state to the entire South Africa that we are not here for numbers. As much as we would like to take as many, I mean, there's about 1,000 of them that gave us assurance that we are going to go with you. But inshallah, if you go with us, 1,000 or 200 or 300, we want to guide you rightfully, give you value and quality, inshallah. That's it. We want to make you sure that you perform your duty and you know that, wow, inshallah, when I return home, what a hajj it was. I have come back with being uplifted spiritually. I've rid of all the haram and sins in my life. And inshallah, Allah accepted from me.
Ameen.
Sincerely.
Ameen.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah, Mawlana.
Jazakallah.
Inshallah, you make dua, inshallah, that we're going forward into Hajj 2026. And people now revive the sunnah, revive the spirit of Hajj and go forward.
Inshallah.
And Allah will make it easy for them, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.